So we'll go gold pours first. Yeah, we pour gold regularly, and that will continue to ramp up in frequency, and hopefully size as well, as more and more ore gets put on the leach pad. But for example, like we're doing a gold pour tomorrow. We're currently doing stripping, but it's a base case scenario. So it shows a $2,600 gold. The project has an IRR of roughly 100%. It has a post-tax NPV of roughly $200 million US at a 6% discount rate. It again at $2,600 gold will do 3,900 or 39,000 ounces per annum for a total free cash flow annualized yield of about $37 million US against a 37-ish million dollar US pre-production build price. Pretty big money maker, but where it gets to be a really big money maker is when you put it into today's price. So
Right.
high of that table was $5,200 US per ounce of gold, assuming all other assumptions stay constant. And you end up with a ludicrous, I've never seen one so high, 350% IRR, 349% IRR. You see a $860 million US post-tax NPV against our 8.9 million purchase price.
It's
You see
stupid.
ludicrous amounts of free cash flow there as your price of gold goes up.
Kelly Malcolm, Borealis Mining. Good afternoon to you, my friend. Good to see you.
Great to see you too. Thanks very much for having me on again.
Yeah, no, it's always my pleasure. Congratulations to you, Borealis Mining, to all the shareholders of Borealis, myself included. Number one, you've had a great run really for 6 months. You had a dip, which everybody did in the new year, mid-January, but now we're right back up to those highs. It's just fantastic. And I think that has a lot to do with how you led leading the company here. You guys are pouring gold to all my viewers and listeners. They're pouring gold. So talk about that. And you just had a an economic assessment come out in Sandman. So a lot of great things happening.
Yeah, I agree with you. So yeah, bit of a dip. I got quite a bit of flack. We raised some money. We talked about this last time at the beginning of January. Kind of slowed the momentum in this stock down a little bit, but at the same time, everyone's momentum slowed down just after that closed. Like you said, that pullback towards the end of Jan. So in the end, I think it was probably a wise decision. We are blasting, we are pouring, we've done a number of blasts at the mine site, which I love watching and filming, and of course pouring gold and advancing. So it's becoming a real genuine mining operation that is so exciting. If you even go on our website, Andy, we're hiring like mad. We're trying to get metallurgists, additional mining engineers, additional geologists. We're ramping up, and it's a great time to be ramping.
Yeah. Okay. So it is a great time to be ramping with gold over 5 grand US dollars here. But talk to me about you guys. What's a great time to be ramping? You guys are actually pouring gold. So just to, and you made a comment to all my viewers and listeners off camera. You made a comment to me. It's like we're starting to do it so much now, we don't really cover it as much. But talk about pouring gold and talk about the economic assessment that came out on Sandman.
Sure. So we'll go gold pours first. Yeah, we pour gold regularly, and that will continue to ramp up in frequency, and hopefully size as well, as more and more ore gets put on the leach pad. But for example, like we're doing a gold pour tomorrow. We're currently doing stripping. And one of the reasons that we stopped announcing it, and I've spoken about it on a podcast we did, or a webinar we did a while ago, is that it can be a little bit challenging to know exactly what the value of those bars are, and it becomes a little bit dicey announcing, yes, we poured X number of troy ounces of doré that should be worth XYZ. Gold goes up, gold goes down, financials come out later, and you can it's a forward-looking statement that it's a little bit of a risk. So
I
I think
get it.
What we'll probably do, and what we will do, at least for the time being, is detailed discussions in our financials on ounces poured, ounces sold, and so forth. But yeah, we're active to your listeners. We're that furnace works, and it's melting precipitate on a semi-regular basis.
Yeah, I think really the thing I take away from it is just it's a great time to be a producer, which is what you guys are going into or have come into.
A debt-free producer at that, Andy, with 30 plus million in cash. Yeah,
Exactly.
we're in really good sorts, and I'm really, really pleased with where the company is right now.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, talk to me about the economic assessment that came out on Sandman. Talk about that, and that should add a lot more value to the share price, even though, and I say even though, it's a lot of people get anxious when you guys have had the run that you did. Really, the best is yet to come, in my opinion. But talk about the economic assessment.
Sure. So the PEA that came out was largely just an economics update. So the resource stayed the same, metallurgy stayed the same, mine design for the most part stayed the same. What we did modify was all the cost inputs, and we had the benefit of, as recently as 2 or 3 months ago, going through this exercise with the mine restart at Borealis. So all of our cost inputs are as close to accurate as you could be. Because they're coming directly from quotes that were received in October and November. Updated, of course, the price of gold.
To
And
what? What was it, and what did you update it to?
so it's still pretty darn low at $2,600 as the base case, which in my eyes is as a number I can't imagine we see again on gold. Just that'd be one hell That's a pretty healthy correction to get down that low. I just don't see it based on de-dollarization and all those buzzwords, but genuine economic changes that are happening in the world. I can't see it happening, but it's a base case scenario. So it shows a $2,600 gold. The project has an IRR of roughly 100%. It has a post-tax NPV of roughly $200 million US at a 6% discount rate. It again at $2,600 gold will do 3,900 or 39,000 ounces per annum for a total free cash flow annualized yield of about $37 million US against a 37-ish million dollar US pre-production build price. When the thing that the market loves, the thing that I love about the project, oh, there's two things. Number one, we bought this in March of 25, so coming up on a year now, for about 8.9 million Canadian dollars. So the return on investment should be pretty extreme. And secondly, it is really, really levered to gold. So we put in, and it was something that I wish I had explained a little bit better in the press release for those that take a look. So we put in our full sensitivity tables, which people don't often do in the press release because, as I realized, they can be a little bit confusing. But what it shows there is the relative change in a 25% drop in the price of gold. So that gets it down to 25% less $2,600. I can't do the math off the top of my head, but still shows to be a better than 45% IRR project, profitable. So even at that extreme negative base case, still a moneymaker.
A big moneymaker. Go ahead.
Pretty big moneymaker, but where it gets to be a really big moneymaker is when you put it into today's price. So
Right.
high of that table was $5,200 US per ounce of gold, assuming all other assumptions stay constant. And you end up with a ludicrous, I've never seen one so high, 350% IRR, 349% IRR. You see a $860 million US post-tax NPV against our 8.9 million purchase price.
It's
You see
stupid.
ludicrous amounts of free cash flow there as your price of gold goes up. And this is something it's really driving home the point lately as gold has started running, as we're starting to sell gold at Borealis. Your all-in sustaining costs, for the most part, for almost every other company out there, aside from royalty-free projects, your all-in sustaining cost goes up slightly in proportion to the price of gold. So Your all-in sustaining cost at 5,200 goes up to about $2,100 or so, but that's still one heck of a margin.
That's a spread. That's still a great spread.
It's incredible. So we're really excited about it. We announced kind of next steps in there, Andy, as well, which we're pushing pretty hard for. So the obvious one is get detailed engineering so that we can get our permits done. So we're in the midst of finalizing contractor selection to design our sort of final mine plans, baseline studies, which we've initiated, we've started, we've got a lot of that work softly done from Newmont, who owned it in the past. They did a what's called a property-wide exploration plan of operations, and we're looking to get what's called a mining plan of operations, or just a mine permit. But as part of the property-wide exploration plan of operations, they did a lot of the groundwork for us, so we have a reasonably decent baseline study so far. So hoping to get a permit, or at least a draft permit in, certainly within the year 2026, if not earlier
Got
in
it.
the end of year.
So that's really the plan, is really just to with all this free cash flow, is really to unlock the values of the exploration value of the projects now, correct?
Yeah, and like if you take Borealis, for example, and again, very forward-looking, but assuming that we are able to generate free cash, that can go into building Sandman, for example. And at a $37 million build-out, that's something that we should be able to easily finance out of treasury, plus maybe a little bit of debt, or I don't even think we'd bother with equity, assuming we had a healthy bank balance. With such a high return, that's a very, very debt financeable project, even if it's
Yeah, music to my ears. And that's actually pretty rare, what you guys are doing. Rare in all the best ways. In fact, I wish more companies would do this. It's like they're going to cash flow. You guys went to cash flow first before the exploration, but you still have significant exploration targets. So again, you're just in financially, you're just in a much better position. Also, Kelly, I didn't announce, just to make it clear to all my viewers and listeners, just full disclosure, I am a shareholder. This is not financial advice. Do your own due diligence. And Borealis is also a sponsor of natural resource stocks. So just full disclosure for everybody out there. You do your own due diligence and make your own decisions. So this is great, Kelly. Just take me really quick then. We're coming at the end of the quarter here. Just take me through next quarter, why people should be paying attention to you guys, what news that you can talk about that you might have dropping.
Great. So the obvious one is look at our financials. Last quarter was the first quarter that we posted a gross profit. It wasn't net. People are hoping that we can post a net profit this coming quarter. I don't know that we will. I can't say either way, but we did certainly incur a lot of costs in the mine restart. And we're still working on the numbers. So that's something that I'm quite excited about. We should see, though, an increase in gold produced from prior quarters, and hopefully that continues on a go-forward basis. We should see some updates on exploration plans and activities, which we have a staff, an exploration team that works with us annually. So they're always working, they're always busy. We just haven't done we haven't done anything material lately. We haven't done much drilling or anything, so I'm hoping to get the drill rigs turning. We are trying to hire two additional geologists right now. Pretty much our whole team is focused on production and getting everything up and running effectively, but we would like to get the drill spinning. We've got some great targets across all three projects. I think those would be the big ones, Andy. And then there's always the surprise with Borealis. We've talked about it a number of times, but we are very keen on M&A and growth, and deals come pretty quickly when they come. So you never know. We might end up with something. Certainly want to get something done in 2026. I think our 25 acquisition was excellent and further validated by the press release last week, the PEA. Love to get another horse in the stable, because I still think there's good ideas out there. Yes, everything's more expensive, but our shares are more valuable. So on a relative basis, I still think that there's really great projects available, although the sellers are perhaps less willing to sell than they were when they couldn't raise any money. So there's
Yeah.
a change in the game, but there's still deals to be done.
There's still deals to be done, and it's also to be in a great position to do those deals. I have a very, very healthy, if not a war chest of cash, to do deals. So that's fantastic. Kelly, if people want to buy you, if they want to find out more information, if they want to buy you, where do they go? What are your what's your website? What's your tickers, and what exchanges are you traded on?
Borealismining.com is our website. We've got a ton of YouTube stuff. Check us out there. Actually, on our site, we've got a really good media page. And I think, Andy, you might be at the top of the page right now from our last.
Excellent.
We trade under the symbol BOGO, buy one, get one on the TSX Venture. On the OTC, we're actually nearing the final process, hopefully, of uplisting to the OTCQB. Right now we're OTC Pink, but we just did get DTC eligibility. Sorry, that's a mouthful. But we trade under the symbol BORM, like Mary, F like Frank, and on the European side of the world, L4B0.
Well done. Excellent. Well, Kelly, I look forward to seeing you. Hopefully, I hope to make a I really do. I want to make a company a visit out to you, and we'll keep our fingers crossed and watch we'll document and watch what you guys do in person. So, I look forward to that. Kelly, always a pleasure. Let's chat soon. Again, maybe in the next 3 to 5 weeks.
That'd be great. Thanks, Andy. Thanks for your time, and thanks for your listeners for paying attention.
It's always my pleasure.